The Great Lakes went from record low levels to record high levels in record time, rising several feet from 2013 to now. That's caused erosion damage and flooding along the shorelines and on saturated inland lakes and streams. An Army Corps of Engineers Assistant Chief, Keith Kompaltowicz, explains precipitation is to blame.
From the Corps' perspective, we're focusing on what's happening right now. And right now, it's just been unbelievably wet across the Great Lakes Basin, leading to these record high levels.
Last week, Michigan hosted a high water coordinating summit and created an action team. The team is looking to prevent and respond to major damage to homes, roadways, and public places. Here's Michigan DNR Director Dan Eichinger.
We've had issues with roads leading into our state parks, County Road 107 up in the UP that goes into the Porcupine Mountains. It's the road to the Lake of the Clouds. That was a road that was in grave danger of pretty profound failure. So we along with the Onondaga County, have undertaken some road armoring and shoreline armoring.
The Michigan DOT estimates water damage to road infrastructure could cost $100 million to repair. The state is exploring building more seawalls to absorb wave energy. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.